Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 145 of the Vex on Vex podcast. My name is VexX. Today we are joined once again by the trusty, dusty, fantastic, if you will, Mr. Philadelphia. Hello, sir.
Hi.
Welcome back to the podcast life.
Good to be back.
So you've been traveling the country. You care to embellish of that?
Oh, North Carolina is the best place ever. I need to visit. I need to move. I need to just live there forever.
What city?
We were in the Outer Banks, the area of Salvo. It is incredible.
That big of a deal?
The people are awesome. It's clean. Like, if you go to Wildwood, the beach is just a mess.
Who the fuck goes to Jersey? Fuck Jersey.
Jersey.
Ew, dirty Jersey, they call it.
Dirty Jersey. There's a reason why you pay $5 to get out of the state. But yeah, like North Carolina is just a different vibe, and you could see you could see all the stars in the sky at night. It's so awesome. It's just a different experience.
You sound like a 13-year-old child returning from summer vacation. Like, it was so awesome.
It was awesome. What? Yeah, and then I wake up and I'm back in shitty South Philly. Like, oh.
You like South Philly?
Yeah, but you know, parking.
As you hum.
Yeah, you know.
Is it South Carolina before?
North Carolina. North Carolina. Never been there. Want to go back.
So now, do you travel a lot? There's a lot of parts of the country that are pretty awesome. You don't know.
Don't travel.
You're like, this is my favorite place ever.
Well, one and done, baby. I found it on the first shot, okay?
They're all pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
And when you're on vacation, everything's just better. Like, I've never vacationed in Philadelphia because I live here, but I feel like it would be a fun vacation if someone came here.
Yeah, if you don't get shot, you know.
I've never gotten shot.
It happens.
Knock on wood. Not one time. How about you? You been shot?
No.
There you go. And we're both like, so between us, we're almost 100 years in the city.
Yeah, that's true.
So you know, mathematically.
Good track record. All right. I'm liking these odds.
I'm liking the odds.
I'll probably go home and get mugged.
All right, so I don't live far from a place called Warrenton, Pennsylvania. Do you know where that is?
No, I do not.
So you know where Doylestown is?
Yes.
It's in that direction.
Okay.
It's not as far as Doylestown. It's expensive. Expensive.
Right? Must be nice.
It is. So, all right, hold on. We'll go Facebook Live for this in 1 second.
Woo-hoo.
Woo. I'm so bad at this. We're supposed to go with the first. Now we have to do two introductions. Good times. Waiting to go live.
Hey. Do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Facebook Live of episode number 145 of the Vex on Vex podcast. Today we're joined by Philadelphia. Hello, Mr. Philadelphia.
Hello again.
And we were just discussing that in Warrenton, I saw a video. So this like suburban guy, because it's like ritzy there. I was going to say ritzy titsy, but I didn't.
No.
But then I did. So it's like wealthy. And he's just standing there like lollygagging next to his brand new, I guess it was a minivan, but I think it was a Nissan. Like, you know, so the parts are interchangeable with other Nissans. It's like a thing, you know? And he's just standing at a Wawa. And he's like, do-do-do-do-do, I'm getting some gas. What you doing? I'm just doing the gas thing. And I see on the camera a black kid puts his hood up and walks past him. Now, I don't know if you've been to Warrenton. There's not a lot of African-Americans there. They just aren't. It's not a thing, okay? It's like a wealthy fucking area. So that kid walks past him. And if it was me, I'd be like, oh, head on swivel. Hello, black man. What up? So he doesn't do that. And the guy comes up behind him and just fucking chokes him, like puts his arm around his neck. Ooh. It's like a thing. And then two other black guys with the hoods appear. And they're like, mah, mah, mah. And they knock this. And the white guy was like big. I think they were like teenagers. Like they were young. They were kids. It looked about anyway. And they like jump in the vehicle. I don't know if they got his keys out of his pocket. I don't remember. And then he's just kind of laying there like on the ground. They threw him back by the fucking gas pump. I think I'd have jumped up at that point and just bit off the ear of the biggest one.
Yeah.
Because they were just trying to get in the vehicle. So if you take the ear off of the biggest one, I don't know. And then they say, well, they could have shot him. They didn't shoot him. They didn't stab him. They just choked him out. Bro, I've been choked out. I've been punched. Like, if I'm unconscious, it's a different thing. They didn't make him unconscious. Yeah. I have this theory that if teenagers rob you, pick one teenager up and beat the other teenager with that teenager. And then they will go away. Like, it will work out. But that just happened to Warrenton. What are your thoughts?
That is a trend that's going on. There's been two assaults recently in Philadelphia. One by the Met and one by Second and Market of teenagers beating the living hell out of an older gentleman just minding his own business.
Well, there's been a lot of carjackings.
Yeah, well, these were just people walking and the kids playing the knockout game.
Well, this wasn't. This was like they were trying to get his vehicle.
Yeah, this was
this Nissan's interchangeable with a lot of fucking parts.
Yeah, so they take it. There's you're right. There's a ton of carjackings. I mean, there's all kinds of somebody just got killed for driving too slow the other day. Not far from here.
Not far from here?
It was Where was it? Was it Delco or was it
a little far?
I don't know.
The neighborhood that I can't think of the name of, Paulie told me during practice. We just had Starscream practice. The word Horrocks is appearing in my head. All right, if I go on Rising Sun Avenue and I take it northbound, what neighborhood is that? Do you remember? Fox Chase. There we go.
Okay.
So yeah. They just found it's not fucking far from here, technically, in Fox Chase. I think they're like 18 minutes away, 10 minutes away, something like that. Somebody chained up in the trunk of the car and burnt.
Oh, they burnt body.
Yeah, you heard about
that. I didn't know it was in Fox Chase.
That's the thing.
Wow. Yeah. You know, this crime is out of its mind in Philly right now.
Michael Belinsky has advised that some people pay good money to get choked out.
Hey,
it was free. And the thing is, he wasn't choked out. Like, they choked him. He just landed on the ground like, dude, I'm going to fucking hurt someone.
He didn't get his money's worth.
It's a free fight. Like, somebody put their hands on you first. Oh, my God, I get to fucking hurt somebody. Like, ah. And if you get stabbed, it's different. I'm not saying that. If you get shot, it's different. But they're like, you're choked. I'm breathing. Now
if
we're going to
fight. You're fighting.
Now it's going to happen, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Put your dukes up. And the girl who sent that to me, she said that she was trained, and she's little. She's like 5'3" or something. She's tiny. That she has her head on a swivel always. She's like, you don't go to a gas station and just be like, I live in Warrington.
No.
Fucking no. A black guy, when it's 90 degrees out, walks past you putting his hood up, there's going to be a problem.
A white guy doing the same thing. Yeah, doesn't matter the color.
That's a good point.
Eminem walks by, you're getting ready.
Eminem, he's like a kajillionaire.
Well, you know, I mean, all these white kids that look like Eminem in the Northeast.
All right, that's how you know that you're old as fuck. We are old as fuck. Eminem's not the reference point. You'd have to use, like, something like Nate X or some shit.
Look, I am old as fuck.
A new rapper gets shot, like, every week you've never heard of. Like, when Juice WRLD got killed, I didn't know who the fuck Juice WRLD was. I know now, because he's dead, right?
Some non-famous one in, I guess, Chicago. Got let out of jail and then shot 64 times right across the street.
Did you say 64?
64, yeah.
Do you know how many fucking bullets that shit is?
Oh, man, they had switches on those guns. You kidding
switches?
Me?
Switches?
Yeah, the kids in, like, especially in Philly, they put these switches on them so they make them automatic.
Oh, that's a thing. Yeah.
Oh, it's definitely a thing. They also 3D print guns now, so I have a video of a dude in North Philly shooting one off. And
no, but the quality isn't there. So
it's still firing, man. It's still going to kill somebody.
Yeah, but eventually, all right.
It's a one and done.
That's
use.
What I'm saying. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's all they need them for. They this dude got 20 shots out of it and then he's gone. You know. Did you see the video of the Point Breeze shooting? Guys came from both ends of the block, and one dude crawled under a car and hid. He was smart. He went under there like a cockroach. Another two dudes had no clue which way to go, and they both just fell and both got executed. And then the dudes took off down a side street.
I hope in that situation you die. Because if I'm trying to get the mess of my life, that would be very upsetting.
Yeah. It's just, it's, you know.
I don't know.
It's a shame. This is a downer episode.
You
so
brought
far.
This shit to me, man. No, I'm just kidding. I brought up the whole thing that happened.
I brought it at the doorstep. I apologize.
No, I brought up the Warrington situation. I wanted your thoughts.
Hey, you had a great practice.
Did we?
Listen, you're still getting the new songs together, though.
Yeah, that's a thing.
So they sound really good so far.
So the drama today that Philadelphia brought up, by the way, we're getting a shout out for Vanilla Ice. What else are we getting?
Yes.
How many people were chained up in Gary Heidnik's basement? That's a good question. How many were?
I was thinking like 5, but I don't know.
They were like zombies. He like drilled holes in their heads and put like acid in them.
I did not know that.
You didn't know that? Yeah, it's like his thing. Screwdrivers and such.
The drink or the actual tool?
The drink? What do you mean? Oh, no.
Screwdriver. It's a lovely drink.
Well, okay. Is that... Wait a minute. Hold on. Is that vodka and orange juice?
Yes, it is.
Why do I know that? What's a highball?
I don't know. I don't even know what a Harvey Wallbanger is.
That's a good one.
That was my favorite word back when I was a kid.
There was a song when we were little, the Pina Colada song.
Ugh.
It was fucking... But, it was fucking awesome. I loved it. So as a little kid, I'm like, that's my favorite drink. I love pina colada. Oh, my. But I had never ingested a pina colada, obviously. Yeah, I'm going to play that song. It's going to be awesome. Here, entertain them while I look for the song.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Gary Heidnik. There were 6 total and 2 died, and he ground them up and fed them to another woman. Well, if you're hungry, what are you going to do? I can't be mad at that.
Am I still dancing for everybody?
No, I was trying to talk. You don't even care what I'm saying.
That camera is like staring at me, though.
Pina colada.
Thank God you don't see the dance I'm
was
doing.
Was it Pina Colada?
No, that's Copa. Copa Cabana.
That was a good song.
Oof. How do I know I'm gay? Not that there's anything wrong
Barry
with
Barry Manilow. He had a Pina Colada song, I thought.
No, no. That was the guy with all the weird shirts.
No, I know. They're like they're parrot heads or something.
Yeah.
That was him?
I thought it was.
I don't know. I was fucking four.
If you like Pina Colada.
Yeah, I hate that song, actually.
Yeah, okay. Well, there we go.
I'm getting drunk that camera's in the
still,
rain.
Why is that camera still staring at me?
Barry Manilow. All right. It is Pina Colada.
This is Copacabana.
He might say it in the song, though. How do you hear the lyrics? I'm not saying it's not called Copacabana. I'm not saying that. In the song, he might say Pina Colada. Copacabana. Do you know how Barry Manilow got his start?
He was like a jizz mapper for somebody.
That was mean. You know, it was just the end of Pride Month.
Hey, man. Jizz moppers are people, too.
Do you know who Bette Midler was or is?
Yeah.
That's her piano player.
Oh, okay.
He was like her band leader.
It's a lovely story.
That's a good song. His name was Rico. Like, he just looks gay. I mean, people say I look gay a lot. I'm not saying that.
He's coming to the Wells Fargo again.
No, he's not.
Yeah, I think in like September or something.
I'm going to go.
I'm sure I'm going to be working it.
I'm scratching my head. It's a good tune. The Copacabana. That's a catchy fucking tune, man.
But they do not mention Pina Coladas.
I'm going to read the lyrics. Bill's going to eat them words. I've been drinking Pina Colada at the Copacabana.
Not a thing. Not a thing.
All right, let's look it up. There's like 3 minutes left of that song. I just turned it off for no reason.
Yep.
Hold on. Copacabana lyrics. Her name is Lola. Ra, 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 ra.
Wait, what is this? The Christmas scene? And
that's
Oh,
I was thinking Saturday Night Live.
No.
Hold on.
I was going old school.
Havana, Copacabana. Music, passion, always
Rico.
Music and passion were always in fashion. Look at that shit.
If you got a passion for fashion, remember those commercials?
I do.
Take the wheel of your automobile.
Do it under the mic. Don't be alone.
Swing on down to Ideal. All
right, I'm gonna read them quickly. Ready?
Yes.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair. And a dress cut down to there. Hair and there? Come on, you could rhyme better than that. With flair. With a dress with flair. That's what I would have written. That's
she doesn't use Nair.
She would merengue and do the cha-cha. And while she tried to be a star, Tony always tended bar. Across the crowded floor, they worked from 8 till 4.
That's it? Weak.
Hold on. Yeah, right? They were young, and they had each other. Who could ask for more? Oh, he rhymed floor with four and then more.
Who could ask for anything more?
Copacabana. His name was Rico. He wore a diamond. He was escorted to his chair. He saw Lola dancing there. Sorry. And then she finished. He called her over. But Rico went a bit too far. And they put the wrong two in. It would be T-O-O, right? But it's not. They sailed across the bar, and then the punches flew, and chairs were smashed in two. Ooh, it gets violent! Who knew? Did you know it was violent? I didn't know it was violent.
All of a sudden, Barry Manilow was
a
hard ass.
There was blood and a single gunshot.
Ooh.
But just who shot who?
Tony Soprano.
Holy shit! This is like a scene from Scarface, and it starts out as like, and it's not. Okay, hold on, there's more. At the cops. Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana. At the Copacabana, music and passion were always in fashion. At the Copa, she lost her love. Okay.
Oh, man, bartender's dead.
Like in Havana, okay. Music and passion were always in fashion. I guess that sounded, he repeated it, but that's a good line. All right, here's more. Verse 3. Her name is Lola. She was a showgirl. But that was 30 years ago when they used to have a show. Pretty good. Uh-oh. Good rhyme in there. I'm not going to lie to you. Pretty good. We should just read people's songs. Now, it's a disco, but not for Lola. Still in dresses she used to wear. Faded feathers in her hair. This is some fucking poetic shit.
Dark song.
She
shits the bed.
She sits there so defined and drinks herself half blind. She lost her youth and lost her Tony. Now she lost her mind.
Wait.
What?
I thought Tony was the guy.
He got shot.
No. Was he the bartender? No, go back.
I'm going Hold back. On. I got you.
Tony
Rico,
was the guy.
Rico.
Oh, I lost
Rico
track.
Rico shot Tony. Tony's the bartender.
Okay, I
Rico's
can't
like,
follow.
Bop, bop, bop. Tony dead.
No, just one shot, though. That I got.
The one shot?
Yeah, I think back. It was just what I think.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
I think Rico was a good shot. You don't fuck around.
He wore a diamond. Hey. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a thing.
Yeah. Where was that diamond? Was it in his tooth?
Oh, my God. Like the fucking Muppet from
fucking... It might have been in his tooth. He was the tooth fairy.
Oh, my God. Okay. I want to tell a story.
Let's
I want to tell it. I want to, but I probably shouldn't. But I want to tell it.
Censored.
I was seeing a girl. I guess I'm not seeing her anymore. Fucking vanished and shit.
Oh.
She had fucking diamond here and a diamond here.
Ooh.
I know. I was a little impressed. And she's like, my person could do it for you. It's not that much money.
Her person.
Her person. Mm-hmm. She had lots of people, it turns out.
Uh-oh.
Came from a very wealthy family. I'm not poor, but I'm not wealthy. We were having a party, and everybody's here drinking at my house and stuff. It was awesome. And when they get loaded around midnight, they're all like, we should just go to Vegas together like a team. And I'm like, all right, I'll go to Vegas. And she goes, oh, for $10,000, we can get like, what did she say? A master suite something. And I looked at her and I was like, no. This is like a 4-day trip of power drinking in Las Vegas. Like, you don't get a fucking suite with 5 connecting rooms. She's like, no, it's only like $10,000. And she looked up her guy and texted some dude in Vegas. And he's like, yeah, it's not available for those dates. And I was just like, I'm not spending $10,000 for a weekend. I'm just not doing that shit. So that didn't work out.
Yeah.
Copacabana.
She doesn't understand how the regular people live.
And I was like, if you're paying, I'll go, you know, but I'm not paying shit, you know, because it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
At the Copacabana. Good times. When you were a little kid, like, what was your favorite song that you remember, like, loving before you understood what music was? Like, what was it? Like, I'll give an example. King Sam and I both loved The Gambler separately.
Oh, God damn it.
Know when to hold on.
Okay, the disco theme to the Star Wars disco mashup.
I'm gonna have
God
to pull
damn it.
That the
I had
fuck
it on,
up.
I had it on 45, which 45 was the miniature records, right?
Okay.
So my mom would have to put the adapter on the record player. Yeah, complete nerd. And then I'm trying to think what else. I'm sure there was a Stevie Wonder song that I always heard that I liked, but before, you know. Yeah, this is it. I'm such a nerd. Great bass line, though.
Is it? Oh, yeah, it is.
It's a rolling bass line, yeah.
Ah! Bum, 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 bum. It's like Bill Murray.
Yeah, Star Wars!
And welcome to Star Wars! This is it, huh?
Yeah. I used to love this goddamn song. I was like 6.
Yeah. I can hear it.
I don't know why they had it, but they did, and I found it and played it.
All right, I remember. There's a song I don't even remember what. All right, hold on.
It's bad, but it's good.
Is this what it was called? From like the 30s, I think it was called Alley Cat. And it was on a 45 that my mother had. And I was like, I love that song. And I think it was like instrumental. But I have no... This might be it. This looks like it could probably be it. All right. We don't do commercials. We don't pay for that stuff. Oh, let me see.
Unless you monetize yourself secretly by recording a commercial and then airing it on the podcast.
That'd be smart. I love this.
thought it was the Frasier intro for a second.
I gotta be honest. I remember being much better, but this is it.
This is a rhythmic
SAP. What? What?
The name of it is the Alley Cat. It's a very simple song. The kids will get it. They love it.
Get out of my phone, lady.
And we're going to be facing all
just play me the
phone. Why are you on the phone?
Watching this dance, you're going to have to remember whether you will be wearing the steps.
Oh, I want to see her dance.
Oh,
why the long face?
You're going to be actually doing your left foot.
Oh, that's a shame.
Or if you want to, you can actually turn your back to them.
Yes, turn your back to me. I don't want to see this.
So let's get started. The first part of this dance.
She looks like Geddy Lee and Howard Stern had a baby.
Their right foot out two times. It's just a real easy slide. And then they're going to slide their left foot out two times.
I know this fucking dance.
And you do the hokey pokey and turn yourself around.
Shut up, man. My mom taught me this dance when I was like five.
And then their left foot two times. One. Two. They're going to go back to their right foot and put their
knee
across.
This is why white people get made fun of when they're dancing.
Then their left knee across two times. Then they do one knee, and here comes the tricky part.
Tricky part.
They're going to jump up,
whoa,
turn a quarter turn,
shit,
and clap.
I need that in slow motion.
Let's try it with the music.
With the music, Philadelphia. Whoa, people.
I clapped at the wrong time.
Start with your right foot. Here we go. One, two. One, right. Two. Behind with your one. Right foot.
Oh, the behind threw me off.
Oh, God damn it,
right,
I've lost.
Two times. Your left knee across two times. Right,
I just
one,
got my dick stuck in the
left,
table. Instructions unclear.
Oh, clap!
Right,
yeah! Ah, oh,
missed
heavy
it again.
Behind. One.
Oh,
two,
oh, they're zooming in on her feet.
Now your right knee across.
There's the white New Balance.
Left knee across.
This is
kind of
like fucking.
Each knee.
Dude, no. What are they wearing?
I can't tell from here. I'm blind.
Yeah, I don't like New Balance. Oh, you're missing good parts. Hold on.
They're walking away.
Across. One time across. Here we go.
He must work out.
Turn and clap. Right.
This is an endearing fucking podcast. No one's going to watch this, by the way. But that's fine. Fuck you.
Listen, it started so down, and now it got so up.
It just got hokey.
Like, this was, like, manic. We had an episode on this episode.
All right, wait. Who's the chick? You're gonna know this. Facebook's gonna know this. Bill Real
Pearlman.
Knows. Whitest white girl ever. Really short hair, and she's teaching you how to do hip hop.
I don't know her name, but
is
I remember those
Sarah?
Goddamn videos.
All right, hold on. White lady, right? You gotta start with white lady. Hip hop dancing
instructor.
So, this is hip hop.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
My God, there's like a montage.
Oh, I remember that song.
Okay, got it. Hey, I'm Dana.
It's
look at
Dana.
Your
Dana.
Feet are straight ahead. You don't want to do that. You want to turn your feet out. I'm going to do this backwards. And that's what makes it look like hip-hop. What this is with hip-hop is everything's down low. It all is in a plie. I think the first thing that you need to know about hip-hop
is
all about your posture. And you know, growing up, my posture was really bad. My mom used to tell me all the time, stand up straight, stand up straight. Well, you know what? I was standing up straight.
She just ditched that jacket.
One, two,
you know what?
Three.
I was standing up straight.
More hit. The more relaxed
she
you
dances
are,
like a Fraggle Rock.
All right, would you fuck her?
This is the first
no.
thing I will say to you. You want to do hip hop? You got to stand like this. In a hip hop head, we have this.
Hip hop head.
Every time.
Yeah, no, I would not. I'd be embarrassed.
Your hands are always like this. Start out just
takes herself way too seriously.
Isn't she like, she'd be like 60 now, right?
Yeah. Oh, that saxophone's gotta go.
That's what we call popping.
Hey man, that's old hip hop.
Straight. Straight.
Club, right? I think is a terminology in the business.
They had no baggy pants.
I'm
no
just
sneakers.
Breathing into the microphone right now,
well,
sorry.
Okay, I didn't know what to think about that. I took some of this from an African piece.
Ooh,
racist. The African piece, it was like this.
She gentrified the shit out
right,
of this.
Enough of her. Dana.
Like
the best one is the white lady that teaches you how to work out like horses.
What?
Oh God.
Find
damn
it.
God damn it. All right.
The white lady, explain it while you're telling me. We're on a podcast.
So there's a lady that has a whole workout routine, and she thinks she's like a horse. Hold on.
Wait a minute. Was she on like fucking
I think it's called
Tosh?
Equestrian workout.
I'll look it up. Hold on. Equestrian workout.
Yeah. Let's see now. I've got to find the...
At-home workout for equestrians?
There's this old lady that does it, though.
Oh, this chick's, like, kind of young.
No, these are all wrong. I'm looking at... God damn it. I got to find...
Well, there's some hot ones. I would have sex with these people.
Oh, found it.
What's it called?
Prancercise, a fitness workout. Don't interrupt that. Yes, please. Look up Prancercise.
It's Prancercise lady. I popped it right the fuck up. Yeah, holy is she wearing like an orange pink yeah. thing?
Yeah. Yeah
holy
yeah.
fucking meatballs. Yeah, you
put this on.
Hello, I'm Joanna Rohrbeck of Prancercise LLC.
Hello.
I'm here today to show you the four modes of Prancercise. I've got my ankle weights in place and my music's ready.
It's ready.
Let's stop talking and do some walking.
Wait, I know that band. Are you serious right now? There's a thing?
Yep. I saw this on like Tosh.0 or something years
really
ago.
Cut the noose and let it loose.
Dude, look at her fucking head.
She's gonna let it loose. Her husband has some bodies in the trunks.
You think somebody married this bitch?
Yeah, oh yeah. I bet you she's rich as shit.
I don't think so.
Listen, this is what she does at her spare time.
Uh-oh. It's really hot.
Your face is great right now. You're utter disbelief.
It's weird, bro. No, I think I'd fuck her.
respectfully, I have to leave.
No, I feel like you could, like, beat her with, like, poses and shit. She'd be totally down. Her hair is amazing. What kills me is I know her vagina looks just like her head.
It's a poof.
Yeah. I'm done, bro. I'm... When the riff starts, it's that band I hate. When's it change? What band is that?
Scorpions?
Yes! That riff sounds
I almost said Queensryche. Yeah. Oh.
Here, listen to the guitar.
It's in your face.
Scorpions.
I know it's Scorpions. That's not German.
All right, you do it. What's German? Do German. Do the
German. Nine.
Nine.
Tongue. Rammstein. KMFDM.
You're fucking up now, kid. No one's watching. No one cares.
Oh.
We lost them with the... What is she called?
Prancercise.
Prancercise highlights.
Yeah. Well, everybody's Prancercising
right
now. It has
720,000 views.
Yeah, I know. I don't.
Steve Harvey meets the Prancercise queen. No. Oh, shit.
Please, no.
What? No. You know you want to see it.
I do.
It's going to be awesome.
Is that camera still on me?
Yes.
God damn it! No wonder nobody's watching.
We've got time for just one more thing. You couldn't turn on a computer this summer without seeing my next guest video. She blew up YouTube with an exercise craze she calls Prancercise.
Oh, we know Steve Harvey.
Please welcome the queen of Prancercise, Joanna.
Holy shit.
Oh, she is embedded into this one.
She's all in, dude.
She is all in.
Whoa.
Yo, she's got a strong neck to support that hair. Holy shit, she's so small.
She's a midget.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Well, a gate is how the legs.
A horse's gate. No. I know what that is, but the words before it were just salad.
Springy.
How did you come up with this?
Fucking?
Well, I had broken up with one of my fiancés.
Oh, she was in Mexico.
One of my fiancés.
Told you.
You broke up with one of them. Oh, okay. It was back in 89. Go ahead.
89. And I'm on the Broadwalk in Hollywood. Are you?
Oh, my God. All right, I'm done. I'm done.
Trying to get in good shape, and I
can't do it. I gotta turn. I can't do it. I'm sorry. Can't do it.
He can't handle the Prancercise.
I want to go back to Barry Manilow, where it was like a gentler time in my life.
That was a violent song.
At the Copacabana,
bodies everywhere. We can't stand ya.
I think we should take that and then sing "Bodies Hit the Floor" to that rhythm. Let the bodies they hit the floor now.
Hey,
pretty good stuff.
I don't know any other lyrics from that song.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
That's all there is. That's all you got.
That song never impressed me.
Yeah, have a whole career out of it. The fucking singer died at the height of their popularity, and they just hired a new guy to go, whoa.
I guess his body hit the floor. I don't know.
He's a big fat guy. That's a thing.
Shocker.
Bill Adelphi's a mean guy.
I'm a less fat guy. 21 pounds.
21, yeah, right?
Yes.
Look at you. Caught you on camera there doing that there.
Hi.
Hi. Be a man, Hogan.
Like these nipples?
You gotta stop with that shit. It's very uncomfortable. Like, I'm not even lying. Like, you think I'm kidding? It's bad. It's like, this is bad for everybody involved.
I'll just stare at the camera.
Be a man, Hogan. All right. Here's a weird fucking topic. You ready?
Hey, what's that?
The best wrestling singing crossover you can remember. Remember, Hulk Hogan had a fucking, there was like Piledriver the Record.
Okay, WWF would put out like a whole album.
Yeah.
So, didn't they have a Christmas album?
I don't know if it was a Christmas record per se, but I remember that they had like, oh, they would sing like classics, like Louie Louie and shit like that.
Yeah, because I remember Hacksaw Jim's Duggan was singing a song, crooning, I guess.
But I don't know if you know this, but Michael P.S. Hayes from the Fabulous Freebirds,
yeah,
he sang a tune.
Really?
You never heard it?
No.
Bad Street USA.
Okay, but my favorite one was HBK singing Sexy Boy.
Now, see, it's past 1990. I don't know what you're saying.
It's right a great
now.
Song.
No, I'm good.
Well, I'll play it for you.
I'm good.
You sure?
Michael Hayes, or no, Bad Street USA. Bad Street Boys? Oh, here it is. Come right the fuck up. There's the there's a video. You never saw the video.
No.
So the UWF had the fucking the Fabulous Freebirds back then. It's gonna be a fucking.
That's loud. Spicy. Oh, that's definitely a Michael Jackson beat ripoff. Oh, this is bad.
It kind of got a little popular in the wrestling world.
Oh, this is so bad.
Yeah, he couldn't sing.
He can't lip sync either. Blow that microphone as you went down.
That was like the Funky Duck move.
Oh.
Look at the musician.
Whoa, is that Hall & Oates right there?
Giant mustache.
Look like Gary Belladonna.
Or Gary Delabate.
Is that where oh yeah, okay, I guess I fucked that one up. I forgot his name.
Baba Booey.
Baba Booey, that's it, yeah.
All right, enough of that.
Thank you. Please shut that off.
I'm going to text it to you. It's so good.
Oh,
you're going to watch it your own.
Well, you know what? That's okay, because next time I work wrestling backstage, I'm going to play it when I walk by him.
He'll love it. He'll love it. So you see Michael Hayes?
Yeah.
He got fat, dude.
Oh, my God. He wears, like, silk suits.
Well, that would kind of make sense.
He's always, like, really dressed crazy.
He was always well-dressed.
The suits are crazy looking.
Explain.
Not like Prince. He looks like Prince backstage. Just like crazy outfits. Like his suits are like over the top.
For real.
I guess just that's how he is.
Interesting.
But you always see him walking around lumbering.
Lumbering.
He's a lumberer.
He's a lumberer?
Lumberjack.
He's tall.
Yeah, he is. He's a big boy.
He's a big boy. He's fat now, though.
Oh, yeah. He's wide.
I'm Michael Pierce. He was in the business for real in like 79. And he knew nothing.
What did PS stand for?
Who knows? I don't know. Patrick Steven? I don't fucking know. Pretty Sexy. Michael Pretty Sexy Hayes, I think.
Oh, really?
But they make shit up. Who knows?
Yeah.
I'm Michael PS Hayes. And then he landed in WWE land forever. Oh, my God. What's up with Vince?
Oh, Vince is in a little bit of trouble right now.
Is he fucked?
No. Money talks, man. He's gonna get away with it.
Well, get away with what? He banged her, but he gave her $3 million bucks to shut the fuck up.
But apparently there's a couple. Like, there's more than one. Because they said they're, like, going through the books and they think they found a couple. What's his name?
Laurinaitis
is going to take the fall for this one, though. Because
he banged Vince, her second. I remember.
Vince passed her off. Yeah.
That's Animal's brother. You know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From the Road Warriors.
Yeah. And he's the uncle of a Or he's the he's the uncle of a guy wrestling, I think, right now.
No, 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 no. He's uncle. Animal's son is like in the NFL. Football player. Animal's son's in the NFL.
Okay.
So he's the uncle of that
Yeah,
guy.
He's the uncle of a football player.
Yeah, that's Animal's son.
I don't even know if that kid's still in the league.
Do you know what's fucked up? You don't even know this. And this is a true story. I'll show you the interview if you want. Animal, when he was a kid, was in Kensington, Philadelphia. That's where he was
really?
Born. Yeah, I swear to God. His dad, I don't want to say it was Sears. He worked for maybe Coca-Cola or somebody huge like that. And that's where they lived. He said in the interview, he's like, you remember that movie Rocky? They're like, yeah. He's like, I grew up in that neighborhood in the 70s.
Oh, no shit.
He was there when he was like 10, maybe 11.
Yeah, and then they went to like Detroit or something, right?
Florida.
Florida.
Then Detroit.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
So then he goes to Detroit and they become, you know, that's where he kind of grows
Warriors,
up.
Road Warriors, right? Or was it a different name?
No,
they
he
had
was,
so many different names.
No, they didn't. He was the Road Warrior.
Okay.
And he was a solo. And then.
Really?
You didn't know that?
No.
There's footage of him before he has the paint. Dude, he's wearing Daisy Dukes, literally. Daisy Dukes and a jean jacket. And I'm going to fucking pull that up.
And nobody's going to fucking say anything because the guy was massive.
He was massive, but he couldn't work yet. But he was the Road Warrior. But back then, Daisy Dukes weren't a thing like that. Hold on.
This is like
the video. Road Warrior Animal's first match.
This is the video episode.
Yeah, fuck it. Oh, here it is.
No shit.
Road Warrior Animal, yeah, his debut. 9/11/82.
Why doesn't NJM use
me? So... Ole Anderson went to see the movie The Road Warrior, and he was like, I'm going to do this.
Terry Gordy and Tito Santana, of course, with Michael Hayes on the injured list now as a result of the Samoans. I can understand, too, because of the depth of feeling between Terry Gordy and... Do you have any comments, sir, before you...
What year was this?
82?
Oh, my God. He looks like one of the village people.
That's Animal.
He's taking on Barber, who is already in the ring now, and we're waiting for this man to make his way.
Yeah, the match is like 11 seconds because he can't wrestle. It's good times.
Oh, it's like half the WWE now.
This is bad production, but look at his Daisy Dukes.
Oh, my God. He's got some plum smugglers on. Extremely tight shorts.
Powerfully built body.
All we know about him is that he is the Road Warrior and that he is here to...
Kensington, Philly. And he's Lithuanian.
He has an ample opportunity right now.
And I'm Lithuanian. I mean, he's dead, but...
And you're not dead, so...
Not yet. It's almost. Early. He can't even wrestle. Look, he can't even wrestle. Can't even wrestle. You get the gist of it.
Yeah, this
Animal
really
wins.
Bad, so.
Yeah, yeah, it's not good.
Not good.
Yeah, it's like a whole other minute of that. Just
Holy
shit. He can't wrestle. He can't wrestle. He's just massive. He was a fucking bouncer. And Ole Anderson comes into the bar, and they told him to line up a bunch of guys who were like tough guys. And they're like, Mr. Anderson, it's a pleasure to meet you. And he gets to the end of the line. This guy shakes his hand. He's like, you don't look too fucking tough to me. And he was like, you're the guy I want. And became the Road Warriors, for real.
No shit.
And they kind of like knew each other from high school, those two. They weren't like friends.
Yeah.
Mike. It was Mike, I think. Hagstrom. Yeah, Hagstrom, I think. Anyway. Yeah, Road Warriors. Both deceased recently, unfortunately. Cheers.
That's a shame.
Rest in peace.
So, you have a show on the 23rd.
Yeah, July 23rd, we're playing Dobbs.
Excellent. That's going to be awesome. Who's opening?
A lot of people.
A lot of, okay. Pistol
Whip. Fall of Achilles is going to go first.
Okay.
Hold on. God of Royale is going to go second.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Good band.
We're going to go third.
Really?
And then Pistol Racer is going to play after.
Nice.
Now,
good lineup.
The club thinks we're playing last, but we're not.
Oh, switcheroo.
No, it's not a switcher. I booked it. And then they just kind of decided a lineup. I'm not following that lineup. That's just the way shit is. Sorry.
Gotcha.
Keeping it real. But yeah, 723 Dobbs, South Street. It's been pre-disaster. The shootings have already happened for this summer.
Excellent.
So I think
excellent.
We're going to be okay for the rest of 2022. I can't speak for next year. But
what
you know.
Time does the show start?
By 9.
Excellent.
Should be good times.
Yeah.
9, 10, 11, 12. You know what I mean?
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk on down.
Really?
Yeah.
You're definitely coming.
Yeah. What? If listen, I should. I'm like 90% going to be off work.
Do you know what you were doing a year ago yesterday?
We were at the garage, yes, correct? Because that popped up in my feed.
And you met Samantha, and you're like, "Are you Fire Pants?" And she's like, "Yeah." And you're like, "Oh my God, it's Fire Pants! Hey, look, it's Fire Pants!"
I don't think I was that enthusiastic about it.
You were fucking, yes. It was like a 10.
No.
Yeah.
I'm never a 10.
It was a 10. Mm. It was a 50. Mm. And then after the set, you and I walked for what felt like 5 fucking miles.
To Joe's Cheesesteaks.
It's good, though.
And that's the last one open because the main one closed.
Okay.
It's closing its doors. Chinks is closing.
That's the same company?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was the same
company. Yeah, they changed the name to Joe's and then they're shutting the original location down.
But they're keeping the one in Fishtown?
Yeah, apparently.
Well, it's kind of the hood now.
Yeah.
Like Tarsdale Avenue is hellacious.
Yeah, but I mean, it's been there for like 30 years though.
No, like 50, not 30.
Jesus, yeah, 50. Okay,
way longer.
Well,
than that.
You know, that's what I mean. Though.
The
it's
problem
been there
is,
forever.
We're so old. 30 years isn't that long ago.
I know. I was in my prime 30 years ago.
No, we were
I was 17.
We were wet behind the ears still.
Yeah, but it was beautiful. My knees wouldn't crunch like Captain Crunch every time I like tried to get down.
If you did some yoga, it would fix all that. Shit.
Can you fix your knees?
Yeah, mine are fixed.
Like really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I should show you that it's like hard. It sucks, but
yeah.
It's a thing.
Can you send me a link?
No, you got to buy the thing.
Can you send me a link to buy the thing?
Diamond Dallas Page.
Yeah, DDP I got to do that. Yoga. I definitely got to do it.
And then I was seeing this girl, and she hadn't done yoga in a couple of years because of the pandemic. And I was like, "Do it with me." And then she was kind of cranky afterward, and she was like, "Well, that's a little like beginner-ish." And I was like, "I'm doing it. You don't even do yoga, bitch. Like, what the fuck? At least I'm trying." But yeah, like it fixed my knees. Like you know what Osgood Slaughter is?
No.
I have a medical condition. Here we go. Ready, Facebook world. We're going to spin it back. When I was a teenager, I grew too fast because I was just tall. My father was tall. So I went from like being like a kid to like adult quick. And then the joint of the knee, not that you're looking, did one of these. And
ooh.
It kind of went back. And it made like a water in the knee on both knees. And it's permanent. It's there forever.
Damn.
Like if you touch, there's lumps on my knees. And I was an older boy at this time. I was a kid. And when you kneel down, it's painful.
Oh, yeah.
And so I remember my mom going to the guy, and he was like, "Listen, he's an altar boy. He really can't kneel. It's like a medical condition." He's like, "I don't give a fuck. He has to kneel." And I just knelt on wood like, "Oh, my God, my knees. Oh." And then I would try to put air in my tires and shit. I had problems my whole life. And then I started doing yoga, and it kind of fixed it.
No shit.
Like all the pressure and the weirdness, it's like different now.
Okay.
Yoga's a regenerative. No, that's not the right word.
Regenerative?
Yes. Regenerative. Is that right? I don't know. But it's good for you. It helps. Do the yoga.
Regenerative.
Yeah, you're making shit up. We don't know.
Generations.
I
love that song.
What song is that?
I don't know.
All right, Beavis. Did you see the new Beavis Butthead movie?
No.
It's pretty funny.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not great, but it's fucking funny.
I'll wait for it on like TV or whatever.
It's not going to be on TV. TV's dead.
Yeah.
It's a different world.
Streaming.
Do you pay for cable still?
No.
Do you have cable in your house? Like, you guys have cable?
Yeah, I think in the bedroom there's cable, but I don't watch it.
Because I pay for it. It's like almost $200 every month. Not quite. It's like, well, listen, it's like $170, but I get internet, which we're on right now, obviously.
Yes.
And I technically have a phone that I don't use. Nothing's plugged into it, but it exists. I don't know what the number is. So I have a phone number I don't use.
You can get rid of that, though, and save some money.
No, but it's a bundle thing, so you kind of lose money if you take it off, technically. Wink, wink.
That's how they fucking suck you.
No, I don't know. And then I'll tell you the truth of it. I locked in. You want to hear fucking drama? Let me tell you some fucking drama. Which I guess is 4 years ago. I feel like it's 3 years ago. No, it's 4 years ago. 4 years ago, I'm going through a divorce. It didn't finish till 3 years ago, right? That's how divorces work. And I came home from work one day, and I went to turn the TV on, and it didn't work.
Uh-oh.
And I look at it, and my ex-wife had gone into my bedroom, because we had separate bedrooms, because, you know, yeah, kind of doing horror stuff. And so I kicked her out, and so she had her own bedroom over there. And she took the cable box out of my bedroom. And then I went in the living room, and it was gone from there. And she's like, "Well, it's in my fucking name, so I'm fucking taking it." But I was like, "Yeah, but you unplugged my TV and you fucked up all my wiring," because it was an old plasma TV, so it had like a power unit that then went to the top. She unplugged everything. Like, she just fucking murdered it. Like, and I didn't know how to put it back together at the time. But you go online, you figure stuff out. So that happens. So I have to call, and I'm like, "Hi, I'm getting divorced. My wife ripped all the cable out. Can I just keep the same boxes and put it in my name?" Like, "Yeah, no problem." And they tell me this bullshit. And so I do it. And then I go in, I'm like, all right, Nagarella, it's in my fucking name now. Can I please have the fucking boxes back that you hid in your fucking closet? So she's like, oh, are you doing? I'm like, yeah. And then son of a bitch, the next day, they send me new boxes. So I had to send her fucking boxes back, which I don't care. I got my cable in for the night. I got to fucking watch television and shit. But that's the thing. I didn't even have the ability. Without the cable box, I couldn't stream, I guess, at the time because it wasn't like a smart TV. I don't fucking know. It was 4 years ago. Anyway, that was a thing. So I called on the phone. I was like, hello. I need cable in my name, blah, 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 blah. And then we did it. And they were like, this is for 2 years. This is your price. And I never called them again because I'm way out of the contract now and the price never went up.
Nope. Yeah, you don't want to.
So I don't want to kick ever. Like, yeah. Like, hi, can I have new boxes? Yes, it's $100 more a month. And I'm like, I'm good. I will take the old boxes. Thank you very much.
I'll stay in 1080, okay? I don't need 4K yet.
And I got to talk to you. You got to help me. The only reason I have cable in my life for real is because I watch the Eagles on it.
Okay.
What other way is there to do
it? Unfortunately, the way their broadcasting is set up, if you get... You kind of need cable. Like, if you get an antenna for the local channels, but if they're on, like... If they're local, your local team will be on local channels, most likely.
Yes.
So, either you get an digital antenna for your television...
Which I'm not going to do.
Or you just got to pay the cable bill, because... If you get by the NFL Network or whatever, like whatever, like their computer channel,
okay,
it won't. It'll black out the Eagles most likely.
No.
I know it used to. I'm pretty sure. I have to double check, but
so
I know.
I have to pay for cable for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
there has to be a way around it.
Yeah, because like I'm in the same boat. I would like to watch the Flyers, but I don't have cable in my studio or anything, so I can't watch the Flyers. I just kind of follow on the ESPN scoreboard.
Doesn't Amazon claim to have live sports now?
Yeah, but it's like a couple baseball games. I have Amazon Prime, and it's a couple baseball games, a Thursday night football game, you know?
That's it.
It's not like you could switch whatever channel you want.
Because for real, like, I like that I can watch the Eagles at 1, and then at 4 o'clock on, like, Fox, I watch the other game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And Fox is not available free to digital on the fucking, when you have the antenna thing, Fox doesn't come in.
Really?
Yeah, it's not a thing.
Oh, those sons of bitches.
Well, it's a fucking, it's not guaranteed anymore. It's not 3, 6, or 10. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Fox is a thing, so you got to like kind of,
That sucks.
So that's it. I'm locked to cable for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
the NFL
fucked everybody with how they did their broadcasting contract.
I don't know about any, I don't care about that, but I have to pay my cable bill. And so I don't know. Then they told me, they wrote me, I have automatic pay, which knocks off $10 a month, which is good. That's $120 a year, right? And they like, oh, the credit card expires in October. I'm like, bitch, it's July. We're good. Like, I didn't get a new fucking credit card yet. You can calm the fuck down, you know.
Yeah, I'll talk to you then.
Yeah, right? Or, yeah, call me then.
Yeah.
And like, we tried to process your payment. Your cable is now turned off. And I'm like, no, here's the new card.
Jesus, yeah, turn it back on.
I don't know. My internet, though. You need the internet.
You need it.
But with your phones, do you need the internet? I don't know. My computer, I need to connect, right?
Yeah.
But my phone does everything.
How about your fridge? Do you have a smart fridge yet?
No, my neighbor does across the street.
Yeah, it orders everything when it's low. It's crazy.
I don't know about that. But he has a big piece of glass in the middle of it, and you touch that motherfucker, and it illuminates.
That's amazing.
And then you open it, and it's a door by itself, and you get out shit from there.
Oh, how much was that?
Who cares? Not me.
That's insane.
Dude, I went over his house, and his living room is half the size of mine, because his couch is half as close as mine is, right?
Yeah.
And he has an 85-inch television.
And he has a neck strain like
that. No, and I was just like, I got a 65 in my house. I'm very upset. So I think I have in either a 75 or an 80 now. I don't remember. Whatever it is, it's fucking pretty big. It's like the biggest one I can fit in that spot.
It's perfect.
And it worked. Like, I'm getting kind of old. So then I would like, you know the scroll thing where you want to read stuff?
Yeah.
I couldn't read it anymore. I just bought a bigger TV. I didn't go to the eye doctor. You know, I just bought a bigger. No, I did go to the eye doctor. She's like, there's nothing wrong with your eyes. Your prescription's the same. No, it's fucking not. She told me this, Philadelphia. I'm going to wake up one morning and turn my phone on and not be able to read it.
Oh, great.
And she's like, when that happens, just come right to the office.
Oh,
just
my
come
God.
In like, hi, I'm blind. Can you give me some fucking bifocals?
Listen, I know a guy that needs a magnifying prescription on his windshield. He's so goddamn blind.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Did they let
he should
drive?
Not be driving.
Did you see the young kids are tinning the front windshields now?
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
You can't see out front.
I mean, yes, you can. Tint works that way. You can't see in the car, though.
Not at all. But, yeah, but I know some people with it. And
I just 5%ed my fucking my Corvette. And
these guys 30% at their front windshield.
That, yeah, that's
pretty dark.
Well, no, it's not. 5% is like limo. So, no, 30 is not that dark at all. 20 and 30 aren't dark.
Oh, then I have the numbers wrong then.
Okay, 5 is the darkest.
It's a low.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
it's really dark.
Yeah, that's 5. So I have a 5% on the Caddy, the new Caddy, and I have 5% on the fucking Corvette.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. I've had 5% for 20-some years.
How much does it cost for one car for all the...
For what?
For the whole car.
No, it's weird, because the there's only 3 windows that you have to do for the Corvette, but because of the shape of the window, it's really fucking hard. It was like almost $450.
Wow.
But then the fucking Cadillac was like 200.
Because it's more standard?
It's just normal. Like, okay. It's like you cut, the machine cuts it and you put it in.
Oh, no shit.
Oh, they don't cut anything. It's all machine cut.
And what do? They just smooth it out with like a squeegee or something?
Something. I don't know how they do it. Okay. But my fucking windshield, the back of my Corvette is one piece.
No shit.
And that's impressive.
Nice. Like,
there's a skill set to that.
Oh, definitely.
Perfect. And it has a lifetime warranty.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. I don't know.
My next car, I'll get that done.
We're getting kind of old, buddy.
Yeah, well, I hope to find a car soon.
When I buy a car and I drive it home and the sun's coming in, I'm all fucked up and disoriented because everything I own except for the bus. And the bus is technically tinted, so all my vehicles are tinted. Everything's tinted. Everything. Even the fire pants fucking Cadillac that she's going to get. Good talk. No one cares.
Good talk.
So?
You're a very good friend.
Where did that come from? Anyway.
Oh, you gave fire pants a car.
That's not the first car I've given to people.
Really?
Like, yeah, I don't like selling them. You know?
You're a man of the people.
I don't like that.
Voice of the voiceless.
Where do you want to retire when it's over? Is North Carolina going to
like,
be
right now, I'm thinking North Carolina.
Like, for real?
Yeah. I loved it. I really did. I mean, like you said, I should travel some more. Maybe there's another spot. Maybe I'll go to San Diego and fall in love with that because I hear great things.
I California's a fucking shithole, man. That's what I heard.
I knew some people that grew up in San Diego. Okay. And they tell me how great the weather is, just perfect out there, and the beaches are nice.
The taxes.
Yeah.
Can't have any guns. It's a weird state.
Yeah.
It's a weird state.
Maybe I'll go to Montana.
See, I don't know anything about Montana. I think I've ever been
Neither
there.
Neither do I. That's why I'll just show up and check it out.
Did you ever watch the the Larry Sanders Show from Gary Shandling?
That was on a long time ago.
I know.
One or two episodes.
Did you watch Orville yet?
No, I can't.
It's shockingly good.
Is it?
I didn't know.
I hate the name, so I just want to give it a chance.
And then I thought it was going to be like Family Guy in space.
Yeah.
It's not.
Really?
It's a drama.
Oh.
And they're still quirky and they're a little fucked up and say fucked up shit, but it's a good fucking show.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
I'm like into it. I digested 2 seasons already. They're in the middle of season 3. I just started that shit.
Did you finish Severance yet?
Back then I finished. Before you ever saw
God
I finished.
Damn it. I need to watch that again.
So good. It,
I know. I think I'm just going to, you know, subscribe to Apple for
it's not
a year.
It's not worth it.
There's nothing else on Apple.
Not
that's good.
I mean, there probably might be. I'll never know. Fuck Apple. I don't give a fuck. Severance.
Yeah, I really want to watch
But then
that.
Season 2's coming.
Yeah, I'm just, it's $5 a month. Fuck it.
Bucks?
Yeah, that's all it is. It's like $5 a month. Fuck it.
And then Paramount has some quality stuff every once in a while.
What's that one that everybody's talking about? Yellowstone, I think it's called?
Oh, I don't give a shit about that.
I don't know. That's just the one I hear about. I don't care about Star Trek, so.
Is that a thing?
That's a thing on Paramount. See the ads.
You get Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Because we're all watching fucking Kenobi. Did you hate it?
Yeah, it's, what did I call it? The Jedi Adventures in Babysitting.
No.
That was my name for it. Yeah, I hated it. It was just bad.
The
Vader stuff was cool, but 7 minutes through a whole series of cool shit doesn't save the, you know?
It's only 6 episodes.
Yeah.
So it's not really a whole
it's like
series.
3 minutes an episode is really good, and the rest of it sucked. Listen, Ice Cube's kid can't act.
No, not really.
No.
He played Ice Cube really well, though, in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
The NWA movie.
Yeah. I mean, that he knew the material
subject matter,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. It just wasn't a good... I don't know what she was. The third sister, I think her name was. She couldn't act. I loved her. Oh, I hate it. Like, she... Oh.
I literally wanted to have relations with that fucking woman the whole time I was watching it.
Yeah, but
she was all mean and twisty.
Her acting was so bad.
Really?
It was not good.
I felt like they didn't write her arc correctly.
No.
Once she gets stabbed by Vader and left for dead, which, by the way, I think Vader would have killed her, personally.
Yeah.
But that's fine. So she's left for dead. They all leave. She gets up magically. She's not dead. Why does she want to kill Luke? What was her motivation to kill Luke Skywalker?
Yeah. I mean, at that point, like, why?
No, but, like, ever why? Like, why would she kill a little kid? Like, what was the point?
Because I think Vader wanted the Jedi exterminated, and...
No, she's anti-Vader. She tried to kill Vader. That's her whole game.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I'm asking. Like, I'm not trying to fight with you.
No, no, like, I don't know. I some of that writing was convoluted.
Like, weird, right?
And just... I mean, they have... You have to have the end game in mind of, you know, episode 4, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. A New Hope is what it is. So you got to get there. But how they did it, and then Ben saying hi to him, and just all that, like, he gets knocked out before he gets, you know, she has the lightsaber and all. It's just, I didn't like it. I didn't like it. Like, I don't even remember it. I just pushed it out of my mind.
And what were your thoughts on Boba Fett?
I really want to like it. You know, it's my favorite character ever.
Okay.
Like, from any show. It was always my favorite character.
Okay.
And they did him dirty. And there were some parts that were good, but he shouldn't have been such a nice, level-headed guy. They should have just made it like the Shield, like an anti-hero, you know? Not, well, let's talk about this. No, motherfucker, disintegrate them.
I heard the actor was not cool with it.
Yeah, no, he
wants. Like, he wanted him to be a badass.
Yeah, and now I think they lost their shot. I don't see another season coming.
Well, they're not making one. They said it. It's like,
oh,
over.
They did?
It
was a one and done. No, I didn't know that. Well, then that's a shame. But he'll be back in Mandalorian.
I'm sure.
But hopefully he'll be a little bit more.
But then, like, a good one or two episodes of Boba is The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
And the best parts of Boba were The Mandalorian.
Isn't that
parts.
A shame?
That's like a thing.
It, like, I don't know if they wrote it that way on purpose, just so they didn't have two Mandalorian
I
shows.
I hate that the kid goes back to Mandalorian at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know. And that the Ravenclaw or Razorclaw, I miss the old ship.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Lego ship. You know, that thing got blown up into so many pieces. You put that thing back together, man.
It's kind of mean. Kablooey. So, are we fucked with the shows? Do you think Mandalorian's going to be okay?
I think it's going to be okay. I think that's the only one.
What about Ahsoka? Ahsoka might have a good show.
I really don't care about her.
Really?
I never watched those cartoons, so I'm not invested in her character.
Okay.
I know that there's like two or three cartoons that are supposed to be great. Never watched them, never will.
Really? No desire?
No desire.
The Bad Batch is a cartoon and I love it.
And then there's, there's like this, like, Disney Family Star Wars thing coming out. Did you see that with like all the different characters, I guess, are Rebels?
No.
Oh, that I saw that advertisement and that looks like Disney-fied garbage.
Well, Disney's a thing.
Yeah, but I'm just not watching any of that shit. I'll watch The Mandalorian and then that'll be that.
Aw, poor Mando.
Well, at least that's a good show.
In a world of mediocrity.
Yeah. Yeah. How about, what's the other one that, Stranger Things. Did you watch that?
I've never seen an episode.
Oh. Yeah, you know what then? You're better off.
I saw a commercial the other night, a pizza commercial with those kids, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know who they are. I dreamed an entire season one with those kids in my head.
And it's probably better than what...
Dude, I'll tell you the premise. Whatever town they live in, overnight, I guess the town in theory was supposed to have been buried on a burial ground. So the streets all flood with like a bloody substance and chewed up fucking skeletons, right?
Nice.
But then it's the next morning and the sun comes out and everybody has to go to work and they just have to drive over the skeletons. And they're like, this is weird.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was like a thing. But I'd never seen the show. But
I like it.
It happened in my fucking brain. I don't tell you. It was a thing.
let's contact Ronan and get a little script made for it.
Yeah, no, we're good. Do you like Stranger Things? Like, you said I'm better off. You don't like it?
Not. I don't know. I think I liked the first season. I hated the second season. The third season was okay. And I just watched the fourth season today. And, no.
Really?
I don't like it.
It's that bad?
Yeah.
We're the Negative Nelly fucking podcast today.
Yeah, fuck them.
145 is all negative.
Good. You know what? I'm glad they made a ton of money. Good for them. But, nah, fuck it.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh, fuck it. This has been episode number 145 of the Vex on Vex podcast.
Bye.
Philadelphia, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
The Vex on Vex podcast is available on the Podbean application on your phone under the Loud and Loaded Network. Again, Bill, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me back.
And this is VexX telling you to stay frosty. All right, people. Bye.